Triple J.
The week in new music, 2011 with Richard King's Mill.
Triple J.
On Triple J tonight, that is Alexander Ebert, and that song of his is called A Million Years from his newly released solo album, Alexander. Alexander Ebert, best known for his guise as the frontman for the Californian band Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, of course also famous here at Triple J for the song Home. This album of his, this solo album, has just dropped in the last month or two. You're going to hear more of it now. You've been hearing the lead single from It, Truth, a fair bit on Triple J. I'll give you more of the album right now. I also caught up with Alexander Ebert recently to talk to him about this solo album. First question off the ranks was, why not another album with Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros? Why did he do this solo album now?
Maybe something people don't know about me, but they could figure it out just by looking. I've always been in bands, and as a songwriter who has never really cared, I've really literally felt like I've never had the time to really learn an instrument. It's always seemed like a sort of, you know, an annoying thing to really sit down and master an instrument. I just wanted to write the songs and get them out and write the lyrics, you know. And lyrics were more important to me. And since I was surrounded very often by people that were such good musicians, I would demo things up and play it on the guitar, but then I would just sort of leave it to someone else to do the rest, you know, to fill in the guitar parts. And I would play the bass, but then someone else would come and play the bass better and all that. And so I really was left feeling not necessarily like a musician, you know what I mean? Like more like an arranger, a composer, a songwriter, a lyricist. I'd never made a whole album. I'd never played every instrument and recorded an album and said, that's the album. It was always, this is the demo. Now, here, guys, let's do this, like, for real, quote unquote. And I felt that I'd come to a place where I really wanted to legitimize myself, just to myself, not to the world, but just to myself, to feel the feeling of playing every instrument and of putting it out and feeling like, you know, I can do this. And it was really just a really, really fun and extraordinarily challenging thing to do, particularly with the mixing it, recording it, the more technical aspects myself.
So literally everything on this record is you? There's no guests, even the voices, everything through?
Absolutely everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask you about the voices. Instruments wise, I thought most of it was probably you, but with the voices and the tracking of the voices, there's lots of little voices coming in everywhere, and that's all you.
That's all me,
Wow, so you really did foresee the project. And did it give you that feeling, like having that sort of aim beforehand when you realised it got it completed? Was there a huge amount of satisfaction for you?
Fortunately, unfortunately, I'm one of those guys that tweaks, retweaks, like looks at it, it's not done, you know, and kept shifting it. So there was never really that moment of like, ta-da, here it is. It was like, ta-da, here it is. Wait, give me that back. I need to
gradual.
Do something.
It was in slow processes.
It was in pieces. But I will say that by the end of the year, because it really was a process that took the whole year, and it was almost entirely in my bedroom, and the amount of work and just time, sheer time that I put in, I did start to get the feeling like I was, like it was becoming unhealthy physically. And so when it was completed, and I was able to take this vacation actually to Africa and whatnot, and just kind of not do anything related to writing or picking up a guitar. I don't even think I picked up I debated bringing my ukulele, and I decided not to. And it's just been really, really, really nice. And so there was a big sense of relief in that I did feel that I not deserved it, but needed it. Yeah.
You're a much better musician now. What do you reckon? Have you learned a lot?
You know, I was just picking up your guitar right there that's in the studio just to see if I can play the songs.
if it helps, I recognized what you were playing.
Oh, okay, good. So, yeah, I'm just figuring it out, you know, and I do think that I'm a little better, you know. There's a big difference, I think, between playing something live, having to sing, play, and appreciate and interact with an audience or people there in a room than there is just laying down guitar or just laying down the kick. For instance, I didn't have a full drum set in my room. It was a, an Indian drum my dad gave me, a snare I bought on Craigslist. So it was a very, piece-by-piece process. So it'll be interesting to see how I'm able to put the live shows together, if I even...
Oh, so you are going to do this live?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
obviously with a band.
Yeah.
Because I'm picturing you with a whole bunch of instruments strapped to your body, and it's a freak show.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not I'll even have an instrument in my hand is debatable. As much as I enjoy playing and all that, I really like just having a microphone in my hand and running, dancing around, expressing myself and saying hi to the people there and all of that. I'll probably pick up a guitar here or this there or something like that. But it will be a bunch of the guys from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros joining me and another friend, Crash, from L.A. that's friends of ours on bass. And so it'll be a fun thing to do, yeah.
Alexander Ebert is here at Triple J. Let's talk about some of this music now.
Yeah.
I want to start with Truth, which is the first thing we heard off this record.
Cool.
It's got a wonderful, I love the Italian feel in it. And I'm not just talking about the whistling and the spaghetti western references, but there's something, just reminds me of Italy.
That's cool.
Yeah, hearing this track. Love the lyrical snatches that I'm picking up too.
Yeah.
Especially the imagery about the darkness shining through.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're trying to communicate in this song.
You know, I've gone on my own little spiritual journeys, as we all have, and at first, when I was much younger, it was about really not embracing the darkness, but really, I was just so befuddled by life and death and the whole thing, and sort of so angry, and tried to really shed myself of any darkness and really just embrace the light, and yet still there's the darkness. And so I wanted to be able to do sort of the opposite and embrace and love, love the dark stuff. And by doing that, I've actually found that it's sort of instantly sort of almost like a child that wants attention or is trying to beat you up or a bully that wants to kill you. When you embrace them, they're shining too. And really all they want is love. And I guess it comes down to a really repetitive theme that we hear a lot of the time, but that love conquers all and that the idea of not turning your back on what's nasty, but loving it. That kind of approach is what the song is about.
Trick me into doing battle, calling out fake up, wanna get me rattled, wanna pull me back behind the fence with the cat, building your lenses, digging your trenches, put me on the front line, leave me with a dumb mind, with no defenses, but your defenses, if you can't stand to feel the pain, then you are senseless, senseless, I've grown up some different kind of fighter, and when the darkness comes, let it inside you, your darkness is shining.
Another song there from Alexander Ebert's new solo album, Alexander. That track is called Let's Win. So is there much of a story behind that track?
Yeah, you know, it's a really cool story, actually. This Ugandan women's choir, and the story behind them is amazing. I'll sum it up really briefly. Basically, all the men in Ugandan towns went off to do, commit atrocities, basically, and war and all the things that come along with it. And the story that I'm told is that these men were so ashamed, really, and petrified by what they'd done that they did not return to the town. So these towns are left with only women and young, children in these towns. And so these women wanted to sing songs of forgiveness to their men to come back. I mean, it's really deep, heavy stuff, but basically these songs saying, we know you went off and did all these things. We forgive you. Come back to turn a new page. You know, we can make a new life. And so they were singing sort of these songs, and they decided to cover Home, an Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros song, Home. And they covered that. And there's this video of it on YouTube, and it's really cool. And that just inspired me to write Let's Win. And, you know, it's sort of it's not meant to be like, take my hand and if you take my hand in specific, we will win the world. You know, it's just sort of a song of hope and the idea that if we're all sort of paying attention to each other and doing this together, the possibilities, you know, seem to be pretty great. And
and have you got the Ugandan women in mind? Were you writing for them?
Yeah, I mean, it starts off with the women of Vietnam and then the children of old Iran, and then the second chorus it goes to the ladies of Gulu Choir. That's the name. And then the last chorus is to the boys of Uganda, come home. And then to the children of no one knows, to the children of no one knows, take my arm and walk me in. Let's win.
Okay. I've been chatting to Alexander Ebert. He sometimes plays with Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. He also sometimes creates music in his bedroom, and that's what we've been listening to on Triple J from his debut solo album, Alexander. And I think one of the most powerful pieces on the whole album comes towards the end, and it's a track called Glimpses, which is a bit more stripped back from the rest of the material on this record. And it's I love it. It's a really extraordinary piece of music. And is it an original? It's not a cover?
No, it's an original. You know, that I'm really glad you brought that one up. It gives me chills that you brought that up for some reason and makes me somewhat emotional, to be honest. You know, I mean, I can't say it's not inspired by sort of Change Is Gonna Come, Sam Cooke.
Right.
I've always been inspired by that song and never really thought, I always sang it just to myself, but never really thought of, I don't know, I just, in the middle of the summer, I was going through a bit of a dip in my elation and feeling a general vibe of, you know, in the U.S., post-Obama euphoria, post-hope, post-possibility, post-everything, and just this sense of, you know, impossibly impending doom, and all that's left is the attitude you can take to embrace it, to feel good about it, to live your life, or to allow yourself to sink, and just going through a little bit of a lull in my own sort of energy. And also, you know, obviously with the band and being my family, really, apart from my, you know, blood family, being the people that I'm with all the time, and we were going through a lot, and just being really fucking tired, particularly of the bullshit, and the chorus came, and it came time to sing the chorus, and I was trying to figure out what to say on this chorus, and eventually it just was like I just had to say, I'm so tired of the bullshit, but I know I'll make it with you by my side, because I cannot give up on the hope. I guess it's just inborn in me, or I refuse to give up on, you know, really a utopian idea of what can be. And it doesn't need to happen now or whenever, but I do strive towards that as some sort of vague ideal. So that's really what the song is about, and I'm glad you picked that out as one. And
well, the passion comes through in the way you deliver it, too.
Yeah.
Was that an easy or a hard thing to kind of capture as well?
No, it
that
was...
That intensity?
You know, in a bedroom by yourself, sometimes it's a little hard to feel everything, you know, and feel what you're trying to say. And at the same time, there's that privacy that allows you to just go for it. You know, at the same time that I knew that I was singing stuff that was in some ways very challenging for me and almost beyond what I had attempted vocally up to that time. So there was that in mind, to be able to really sing it really well and convincingly and still have all of the passion. And I found out actually that the two go completely hand in hand. It was important to be completely present and relaxed in order to sing that song in the way that it came out. Yeah.
Well, it comes across to my ears anyway, absolutely convincingly, and very emotional as well.
Yeah.
Alexander Ebert, fantastic to talk to you. Well done with this record.
Thank you.
Good luck with the year ahead. Hopefully we will see you touring it in some way, shape or form, whether it be with Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros or with a separate band. We'll wait and see. But good to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
I found peace in my way, but it didn't last beyond the day. I've had glimpses of round the bend, but in the morning I'll start again. I feel the sun hot on my face, and I hear my blood giving way. But I've had some glimpses around the bend, yeah. You know, if I didn't have killed myself today. Now, Mama, I'm so tired from the bullshit, Mama, yeah, yeah. And my soul cries. Mama, yeah, and I'm so tired.